From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Thousands of Syrians fled towards Turkey Friday after Russian airstrikes near Aleppo. The Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation charity said nearly 50,000 refugees had arrived at the Syrian-Turkish border, although Ankara had closed its crossing point and it was not clear if anyone would be allowed to enter. The charity said it is setting up tent camps in Syria near the border to provide temporary shelter. Turkey said that thousands more refugees are currently on the way to the border. The latest stream of refugees trying to escape Syria is occurring as government troops, supported by massive Russian airstrikes, launched attacks in northern Syria aimed at encircling Aleppo. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck southern Taiwan early Saturday morning. Media reports say several buildings have collapsed in the city of Tainan, including at least one residential complex. There were no immediate reports of casualties. The U.S. Geological Survey said the quake struck about 10 kilometers underground, about 31 kilometers southeast of Tainan, a city of nearly 2 million people. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said that a destructive Pacific-wide tsunami was not expected. Taiwan lies near the junction of two tectonic plates and is regularly hit by earthquakes. The New York City Fire Department has confirmed that one person was killed when a crane collapsed in Lower Manhattan during rush hour Friday morning. Three other people were injured, two of them seriously. The crane landed across an intersection and on top of several parked cars. This is VOA News. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange says a UN panel's finding that he has been arbitrarily detained is a vindication. But as VOA's Luis Ramirez reports, Britain and Sweden see the ruling very differently.
For Julian Assange, it was a moment of vindication. Still fearing arrest, he spoke from inside the Ecuadorian embassy where he has been holed up.
The lawfulness of my detention or otherwise is now a matter of settled law.
Sweden, which wants him on allegations of rape, and Britain disagree. The UN ruling is not legally binding, and Britain says Assange was not detained, but sought refuge on his own accord here at Ecuador's embassy. He still faces arrest in Britain, investigation for rape in Sweden, and a grand jury probe in the United States. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, London.
Brazilian health officials say they have found live samples of the Zika virus in saliva and urine. Speaking at a news conference Friday, the president of the Oswaldo Cruz Foundation, Paulo Gadela, said that casual kissing increases the risk of being infected with the virus. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is advising officials not to accept blood donations from people who recently returned from countries affected by the Zika virus. Doctors suspect the virus is linked to a rare neurological condition called microcephaly, which causes babies to be born with abnormally small heads. The U.S. economy had a net gain of 151,000 jobs in January. That is lower than the previous couple of months and less than many economists had predicted. Friday's report from the Labor Department also said the unemployment rate fell slightly to 4.9%, its lowest level in nearly 8 years. Speaking at the White House, President Barack Obama said that Americans have much to be proud of.
Over the past 2 years, 2014 and 2015, our businesses added more jobs than any time since the 1990s. Most importantly, this progress is finally starting to translate into bigger paychecks. Over the past 6 months, wages have grown at their fastest rate since the crisis.
Government experts say that wages rose 2.5% over the past year, but 7.8 million people remain out of work. A separate report on U.S. trade was less positive, showing the trade deficit grew $1.2 billion in December. Wall Street didn't like the jobs report. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 1.3%, while the S&P 500 fell nearly 2%. The Nasdaq was down 3.2%. For more, please visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.